Liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, welcome to our program for today, a reading from the great work of Revelation. This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. Within the various external religions, many people on this earth invoke Jesus of Nazareth to justify their respective cult. However, Jesus of Nazareth, in whom the Christ of God was incarnated, the co-regent of the heavens, did not found any external religions. He brought the plain and simple heavenly teachings to the people, who tried with their heart to grasp what he taught. But much of what he taught became lost. Much was knowingly or unknowingly passed on falsely or kept concealed. Today, in our time, we learn the truth about his life on earth and about his heavenly teachings. Christ himself gives revelations through Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God in our time. Christ, the Redeemer of all souls and people, makes come true today what he announced as Jesus of Nazareth to his disciples, to send the Comforter who leads us into all the truth. This time is now here. In the great work of Revelation, this is my word, Alpha and Omega, Christ builds on a gospel that was not included in the Bible and explains, corrects, and deepens the word. For today's program, we read from chapter 32 about nourishment and health according to God's will.
Im Evangelium Jesu lesen wir.
We read in the Gospel of Jesus, "And so it happened that as he sat with his disciples at the time of the evening meal, one of them said to him, 'Master, why did you say that you want to give us your flesh to eat and your blood to drink? For this is hard for many to understand.' And Jesus answered, saying, 'The words that I spoke to you are spirit, and they are life. For those who are unknowing and carnally minded, they sound like bloodshed and death. But blessed are those who understand. Look at the grain, how it grows to ripeness, and is cut down and ground in the mill and baked in the fire to become bread. Of this bread is made my body, which you see. And see the grapes, which grow to ripeness on the vine, and are picked and put in the winepress, and yield the fruit of the vine. Of this fruit of the vine and of water is my blood made. For I partake of the fruits of the trees and the seeds of the plants alone, and these are transformed by the Spirit into my flesh and into my blood. Of these alone and their like you shall eat, you who believe in me and are my disciples. For from these, in the Spirit, come life, health, and healing unto man. Verily, my presence shall be with you in the substance and in the life of God, and shall become visible in this body and in this blood. And of these shall all of you who believe in me eat and drink. For in all places will I resurrect for the life of the world, as it is written in the prophets. From the rising of the sun to its setting, everywhere a pure offering with incense shall be made in my name." In his work of Revelation, this is my word, Alpha and Omega, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. He says, "Recognize that the word of God is spirit and life in the words of people. It is revealed and given to people so that they may grasp that it is not the word alone that brings salvation, but the meaning of the word that has been given to the people by God and that should be actualized each day. People in the Spirit of the Eternal know that the substance of life, which maintains the health of the body of a human being, its fleshy substance and blood, is in the fruits of the field and of the forest, but not in animals that are killed and consumed, for meat is dead food. People should neither kill people nor deliberately kill or slaughter animals for consumption. For as creatures of God, they are his second neighbor. When a person dedicates his earthly life to God, then the Spirit of God keeps the body of the person healthy, the substance, the flesh and blood. Then his way of feeling, thinking, speaking and acting will also be noble and good. Only from this do the high ethics and morals come. The ethical moral values of such a person will then be of significance in the choice of food too. He will refrain from eating meat and fish and also from taking strong drinks. Then the presence of God will be visible in and on the body as well as in the blood. The person will be healthy because he thinks and eats in a healthy way. This means that his sensations, thoughts, words, and deeds are in the law, just as what he partakes of as food and drink. The one who believes in me and does the will of God will live in the works of God and will also eat and drink what nature offers him. In all places will I resurrect for the life of the world, means that in all places of this world the gospel of love will be proclaimed, and all people who are of good will shall actualize my teachings that I gave as Jesus and that I give again as Christ. They will consciously be children of God, for they will have devoted their life to God and gladly and joyfully sacrificed their still existing humanness by giving it over to me in order to gain the kingdom of God. In the word incense lies the meaning of a devoted life.
We continue reading the traditional word of the Gospel of Jesus. As in the physical, so too in the spiritual. My teaching and my life shall be food and drink for you, the bread of life and the wine of redemption. Just as the grain and the grapes are transformed into flesh and blood, so too must your earthly thoughts be transformed into the spiritual. Strive for the transformation of the physical into the spiritual. Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word. Strive for the transformation of the physical into the spiritual means, give over to me your humanness, your human sensations, thoughts, words, deeds, your steerings, tendencies, and passions. Everything that is human is related to the flesh, that is, to the body. The one who strives for the divine in his inner being is aligned with God, with the law of life. He fulfills the law of selfless love in his way of feeling, thinking, speaking, and acting. We read on in the Gospel of Jesus. Verily, I say to you, in the beginning, all creatures of God found their sustenance in the plants and fruits of the earth alone. Until the ignorance and selfishness of man turned many away from that and toward what was contrary to the original order of things, as given by God. But even those shall return again to the natural nourishment, as it is written in the prophets, for their words shall not be doubted. Verily, God gives eternally from the eternal life, and the eternal substance, so that the forms of the universe are always renewed. This is why all of you take part in the flesh and blood and the substance of the life of the eternal, and my words are the spirit and the life. And if you keep my commandments and lead a life of righteousness, you will be happy in this life and in the coming life. Do not be amazed about what I have said to you. Unless you eat of the flesh and drink of the blood of God, you will not have the life in you. And the disciples answered, Lord, give us forever of this bread to eat and of this cup to drink, for your words are truly food and drink. Through your life and through your substance, we will live forever.
Regarding this, Christ explains, corrects, and deepens the word that is passed down in the Gospel of Jesus. He reveals, verily, to live in God means to fulfill the eternal laws of God. This also means to live from what nature gives to man. Human beings and animals developed very gradually on this earth. In the garden of God, both man and animal subsisted on plants. When man fell ever deeper into sin, he thereby fell into the darkness of ignorance and lapsed into selfishness. Just as the coarse material became ever denser, so did man's senses become coarser, and with this, his organs, too, changed very gradually. In his selfishness, man sought all kinds of pleasures and began to crave the spicy, the sour, and the animal. The hard shell, the human ego, the coarse senses gave rise to sensuality, which sought gratification. With this, people tried to compensate for the life force which they spent unlawfully. The sensualist, whose thoughts became more and more self-centered, then was driven to the food that corresponded to his way of thinking and acting. Because he distanced himself from God more and more, he became harsher in his speaking and acting. The coarsened senses reflected the harshness of the human ego and, therefore, sought correspondingly pungent spices and foods. When a person failed in something, he reacted with bitterness and his senses sought gratification in ever new pleasures. The tensed nerves of the human being sought relaxation in sensuality. More and more the body demanded what the person radiated in his sensations, thoughts, words and actions, sweet and sour, spicy and passionate. This is why he began to change the substances of nature by dressing them more and more in the sour, the spicy, and the sweet. The result of all this was that human beings began to hunt animals, to kill them, and season and consume their flesh. Through this, the human being became a hunter and a poacher. In his sensuality, which was growing stronger and stronger, he craved the carnal, the male or the female sex.
We continue reading. All this occurred and is still occurring in this generation too. Only when man turns back to the Spirit of life by raising his thoughts to God will he also refine his senses. I am come to bring the law of life to man. The one who accepts it and applies it to himself turns back to the life in God. The life in God and with all being is the highest and finest ethics and morals. All souls will find their way again to this being because they came from God, the eternal being, the life, and possess the life from God in themselves eternally. The one who keeps the commandments, the excerpts from the eternal law, lives in and out of God and is just toward all forms of life. Verily, the word of God is food and drink. It is the life. The one who lives in God also lives out of God. He lives in the being. The earth is a part of the eternal being. For this reason, the person who lives consciously will also possess and cultivate it lawfully, because he lives with the earth and is not against the earth, nor is he against anything that lives on it. The soul lives from the purely spiritual substance. The earthly body lives from the life which has become material substance, from the spiritual substance. both the pure spiritual substance and the spiritual material substance are gifts from God for soul and person. God gave man the fruits and the plants. They are the life for the body. Man will return to nature and will live with nature because he will recognize that the life and the health of the body are from God alone, from the life that, in nature, gives itself to the children of God. Nature gives strength to the healthy body and healing to the sick body. The prerequisite is, however, that the person's thoughts, words, and actions be wholesome. In the kingdom of peace of Jesus Christ, the children of God live in absolute unity with the nature kingdoms, and God nourishes them with the fruits and the plants, with the life of nature. Dear fellow people, with this, we come to the end of today's reading from the great work of Revelation, This Is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation which true Christians the world over have come to know. In this great work of Revelation of over 1,000 pages, you can learn much more about the living and thinking of Jesus of Nazareth, just as the Christ of God reveals it for our time through His prophetess and emissary, Gabriella. We would be pleased to greet you to a future reading. For today, we take our leave of you. Goodbye and greetings in God.